a chemical in paint stripping products that can be fatal. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Environmental Protection Agency and at least one retailer have done an about-face on a chemical linked to dozens of deaths. But health advocates want more. Kara Holsoppel reports.
Methylene chloride is an ingredient in paint strippers. It's sold at hardware stores, and it's also used commercially.
I don't think that there is a way that you could possibly warn the public enough. I think it just needs to be off the shelves.
That's Beth Kemmler with the group Safer Chemicals, Healthy Families.
We know that more than 60 people have died since 1980 from using methylene chloride, and there are probably a lot more people that we don't know about.
Inhaling methylene chloride fumes can cause dizziness, and the chemical can irritate the skin, eyes, and respiratory tract through inhalation or through the skin. Some products that contain the chemical include warnings. Until recently, the only one required on the label included long-term exposure risks for cancer. The carbon monoxide forms in the body when methylene chloride is inhaled, and that can become deadly. Congress amended the Toxic Substances Control Act in 2016. That allowed EPA to restrict chemicals like methylene chloride. And under the Obama administration, EPA did propose a ban on the chemical's use in paint strippers. But the proposal was put on hold last December by the agency. Beth Kemmler says things changed a few weeks ago. That's when a delegation of people whose family members had died from methylene chloride inhalation met with EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt in Washington. They told the stories of their loved ones they lost.
And just 2 days later, EPA actually issued a press release saying that they were going to move forward on finalizing the proposal.
She says it's not clear how soon that proposal will be finalized. But Kemmler and others aren't waiting for the EPA. They're campaigning for retailers to stop carrying products that contain methylene chloride now. In late May, Lowe's announced that by the end of the year, it would phase out products containing methylene chloride. The company's also planning to phase out another chemical in paint strippers that EPA is looking at, called NMP. In a statement, a Lowe's spokesperson says great progress is being made in the development of safer and more effective alternatives. Industry groups say paint strippers that contain methylene chloride are still the most effective and efficient. The Halogenated Solvents Industry Alliance petitioned the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission for a new labeling standard. The updated label guidelines include warnings against using products containing methylene chloride in confined spaces, like bathrooms. Some people have died stripping bathtubs with products containing the chemical. But these warnings might not be listed on the products yet. Some people warn there are other risks in addition to these documented fatalities. Maureen Swanson is with the Learning Disabilities Association of America.
Pregnant women exposed to methylene chloride, or NMP, have babies who are at higher risk for learning and developmental problems, including ADHD-like behaviors. EPA states that children in the home, when methylene chloride is used, can suffer permanent learning impairments. So that's just being in the vicinity.
These chemicals can also affect the nervous system. Swanson says there's no reason for stores like Home Depot to delay removing products that contain these chemicals from their shelves. In an email, a Home Depot spokesperson says the company continues to follow EPA guidelines on methylene chloride. The spokesperson also said Home Depot urges anyone to closely follow safety precautions, as with any product. For the Environment Report, I'm Kara Holsoppel.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.